Kanete modimo o mosa o Kristu o nomusa o lebo sekhobela ihambe njalo ke I three songs in a row ngiqale nge Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir bethi Holy is the Lord ngabuya nolondiwe kamasonto cele ethi ogama linguJesu uJesu okuthi unomusa salandela ke ngayo yesithathu ingoma osanda kuyiswa singumkani singumsizi wansuku zonke asijule ngezwi ya sibolekwe u 3 hours every Sunday siqala lapha ngo 2 kuze kuyoshaya u 5 o'clock uma usanda kungena ngiyakubingelela ngiyakwamukela kwamanje ke sizojoina nge uPastor Katleho Malatsi uPastor Katleho Malatsi uphinde futhi abe ngumbhali wencwadi ethi stay grounded pressure stay grounded uma kuukuthi ngifunda kahle le title iyalencwadi kodwa uma ngingayifundanga kahle umfundisi ke uzosichazela yona ukhona wena sihlezi nje uyibekile indlebe kulo msakazo wakho hamba phambili ngendaba zokholo nangumculo okholo sithole nje kuwo wonke ama platform ungangena naku DSTV Audio Bouquet 882 ungalalela ku Open View Channel 607 online downloada i Radio Pulpit app ungavakashela ne website engu www.radiopulpit.co.za uma kuqala nqa ungena awulahlekile usekhaya and siyakwamukela ngezandla ezinomfutho ithike ngaphambi kokuthi sizoxoxisana nomfundisi ngindlule ngalama
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine The Word for Today This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
Masimdumise hoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni noAyanda Nenem. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him kuRadio Pulpit. 657 AM.
Kwamanje ke sijoina la ngu Pastor Katleho Malatsi oyi author yencwadi ethi Pressure Stay Grounded. Muruti ki bala handle title ya buka ya hao.
Yes, listen, the pressure stay grounded.
Or pressure stay grounded.
Yes.
Rawa muhela muhaye siyabonga ukuthi nje usiphe isikhatsi sakho sizoxoxisana.
Ah, kile kholo.
Amen. Amen. Muruti before ritlo bua ka buka ya hao, singathanda ukuthi simazi u Pastor Katleho Malatsi. Ke kopa o re biye usibeke nje esithombeni. Ke mang Pastor Katleho Malatsi? O kholetse ko kae and then go gola ha hao o ibile jwang upbringing ya hao
pasta ka tsho mala beach boy ke ko magaeng ho motseng jwa Mabiskral in Rustenburg so my upbringing was quite interesting so because ke kholetse ko di villaging there was not many opportunities to go explore so we didn't know much about what's happening out there until ka di high school years ka ngwa gawa gaketsa nakotsela re bitsa standard 8
yeah
so that's when I went to study go township Thabane in Rustenburg And that's where, that's the same year I got born again. And that's when now I got to get exposed to township life and that, that there are more opportunities out there. What helped me a lot about that period of time is that that's when I discovered who I am, particularly after being born again. When I was able to realize that life is more than just living for fun. You know, so I realize that no, there is more to life than just having self-appealing goals and all that. And within the same period of time, I think it was a year later, that's when I realized that I have a calling, Yahweh, a pastor in my life. So I was still young, I was still in high school, but I knew that there is a calling over my life, Yahweh Moruti. Well, I continued with my studies, and then Haki Feta go high school. I went to Kisatileko UJ. I studied engineering metallurgy, but then I didn't stay long in that course. I kind of fell out of interest with it, and then I went and studied civil engineering, go TUT, Tshwane University of Technology. So I hold a diploma in civil engineering. And then furthermore, as time goes on, I feel like I can study theology because I already knew that I have a calling. Mm. So I studied theology. And in my studying theology, I'm at the honors level right now. I've enrolled for master's. So yeah, I'm at that level. Yeah, master's.
Mm.
So I'm a pastor even by Kadibuka.
mm-hmm. Muruti, you are learned.
Yeah.
Yeah, and kwa bontsa ka nete gore you know gore o goletse ko kae, it doesn't matter if you know o motho o leng focused and you put your mind go etseng selo sitlo etsa gala.
In need. Actually, interesting enough. Hanti ga go buiwa ka baruti batho bana ga na re thabile sekolo re
It's true, yes.
Not so with me. In fact, I love education so much. I always encourage people go and study because sometimes how badile you might not work in the field ya solo sociability, but reading, studying opens your mind. My preachings improved when I started studying. And for civil engineering, for that matter, maybe for theology, already improved on my preachings and my teachings because of civil engineering.
Mm-hmm.
So that opens your mind. That is why about 12 studies, they always go back and study again.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So there's that appetite to know.
Mm.
Yeah, probably that appetite to know.
Sure. Muruti ke Motswana. Motswana wa ko ke kae Mabiskraal?
Yes, ko Mabiskraal.
Mabiskraal. Oh, wa itse nna nentse ke nagana gore Mabiskraal e site tsa Bohamanskraal.
Oh, no. They are by this side. No, they are very far apart.
Okay. Now setse ke itse ka wena gore e site tsa bo Rustenburg ne?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like how you are San City,
that's
San City. That's where you get the village. That's where you get the village.
Yeah, and kuta bari, hey, kono no file kako. Lefatsele no file Muruti.
Di mine kako.
Yeah. No, re thabela go goitse Muruti and into engi ithanda kakhulu indaba yemfundo. Ukuthi-ke imfundo ibaluleke kangakanani and then you know how wena ubone gore thuto e botlhokwa ga kanangkang I yenza ukuthi ukwazi nokugqugquzela laba abakhulayo gore you know iyang sekolong yes because re bona gore bana hona yanong o itse sekolo ba senka yakanto is a very simple you know haba inki serious ya ka rona ha ne re gola ne re itse gore you know how sa ya skolong how we anywhere mo bophelong
hey how na future
yes Muruti
Paulo u bua something very important to go Timothy was his mentee in anyone of how he called him his son. Omora study hard to show yourself before God as one approved. Kaman Jama we Polo ora Timothy Amorari, you are more useful to God house study sheet. That is very important because house studies, it doesn't matter what you are called for, whether you are called to preach, whether you are called to be into business, whether you are called for whatever, you are more useful to God, house study sheet. So study has a book of a for wena. One day. You are even important to God by your study.
Amen. True. True, Muruti.
Yeah.
And then how only a youth or like maybe how to get a mobile teenaging by how noli ngwana o moyang
eh ke ne ke le ngwana o tswang.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's interesting gore I got born again ne ke na le dingwa ga di le 16 ya ga ke popola sentla was still 16 and it helped me a lot gore ke se ka tswa mo tseleng because my focus mo dilong tsa modimo intsitse gore dilo teng ke di pressure tsa especially barekeng kana pressure e ya bashae
peer pressure
the pressure
yeah
go tsana go ga ga khona go iphithela ke le mo khatellong ya tsona because my background ya go pholoswa intsitse a lot I think ba simone tsa ba mpitsa mo rutisa mo tsekele ko sekolo so that helped me as well gore go ke yang teng ga batho ba re moruti ke a itse re fa ke tshwanetse ke behavior sentle ka gore
batle
moruti so it really helped me a lot. It helped me a lot. Ke ne ke sengwana o stoutu ke ne ke le ngwana Bible. Mosheng ba ka always had the Bible next to me and it helped me ke nyetse le gore ga ke a etsa disaster out there. It was a good stage for me.
Ya nung ge taba ya go kwala e tlhaga ka yona hantso gola no le aware gore modimo o busisile ngokubhala or inile something se leng gore lwana o semakaletse re ao nka khona go kwala buka khante.
Interesting enough ge ntse ke tla ke after ke studisa civil engineering there was a time mo ke neng ke ntse ke apply la dimereko ke sa kry mereko and as I was praying about it God said to me I have called you for my work so you're going to have to find all that you need provision ya how from my work and kana bone ke sa tlhaloganye because well how sa ntse o le mosha o na le that energy you just want to see yourself working driving that expensive car and everything so this is what used to happen ha ke kra mereko within a year mereko wa fela and ha ke kubiwe or ha go itsa gale anything se se tswang mo teleng just the contract ya fela so ke be ke feletsa ke realize no actually I'm costing people their jobs because ha se nna fela ke la tshegelwang it's also the company that is losing because I know God has called me into preaching so that forced me then to say okay what else do I have that I can keep eyes on and then that's when I realized for normal some of the sermons they give preaching they are as good as books and we give simola ke nna mo fatse ke okay so I would start first by preaching a series ko kereke maybe let's say a 5-part series I give it back nna fatse be ke okay how can I put this in a way and leng gore ga yo utlwa like are ke arrera and started writing down all those points and then ke di transcribe into a book so khona mo kwadi ke selo se le gore ke kopane le sona mo tseleng as I was developing myself.
Oh wow. So ke buka ya gago ya ntla e re tlo buang ka yona today.
Ke buka ya bobedi actually.
Okay, ya ntla e ringi?
I'm trying to focus this week your call is
like. Ke kopa o boeletse gape ka re network ya re faila.
Okay, ya ntla e re focus pursuing your goal in life.
Interesting Muruti. Wow. Yes. Okay. Ere rinke mino mone, rinke break hanyane ka mino owa ukhanyisa uthila uthi ngithandiwe. And then hare bua ge o tlo re botsa mo ka yona buka e re tlang ka yona today. Ethi kana iringe pressure stay grounded.
Yes.
Arinke Mino, and then Harry Buage Ritlai Anpeka.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Ukhanyisa Nkantsu uthi ngithandiwe ya sisahleli la nomfundisi uKatlego Malatsi ebhale incwadi ebizwa Pressure Stay Grounded kanti uzwile ke echaza esibeka esithombeni ukuthi ungubani and into ayigcizelele kakhulu indaba yemfundo bantu abasha iyani ezikolweni and wabana nako ya hona nonke nako ya you know technology each and every day iloku inse in ihola you know so nahana fela house ya skolong and then bari everything now technologized like it's hore gona le lefokolele yalo you know yes muruti ari kenege motabeng ya buka em i tlile lang title ya buka e no naganeng or ke eng se o neng o se lebelletse se se editseng noma ekwenza ukuthi ugcine uyibhala le ncwadi
yeah so kana po ya khone ga nna le a number of messages especially after lockdown e relaxiwa khone le number of messages se mo di mamfang tsona the first one e ke kwa teng buka ka yona ya focus pursuing your goal in life. Look, COVID is over, but people are losing focus because we are on the side of things. Mm. So it's going to be very important for people to ready themselves, or irrespective of COVID, you need to focus. I still have a plan for your life, plan to prosper you, not to harm you. I still have goals that I want you to reach.
Amen.
So after that series, yeah, focus. That's when God opened my eyes to realize for a total pressure. It totally a lot of things, especially because during COVID, but when I started to get miracle, during COVID, but when I started to get their loved ones, but when I started to get loaded in the hurry, but it for a more people. And so they are going to find themselves experiencing pressure. So the book, Kikwete, after, I think, 2022, yes, after the whole time yeah COVID and then trying to in a sense refocus people for it pressure and you need to not lose focus out of that pressure. You are succumbing under pressure or that are important that you are gonna use to rebuild your life. So yeah, pressure is similar to a message, a series and then yeah pelleta a book.
So we know it kwa labo mang.
Yeah. Interesting enough, it's a very, very inclusive book. For instance, go chapter 2, you work up peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But the way to address some peer pressure, it's not necessarily focused on the youth.
Okay.
And I that missed the peer pressure gabasha fell. So it's written for particularly everybody, irrespective of their age group. For instance, when I chapter 8, we have age pressure. Age pressure, we deal with about who I know or who deal with, but feel like we are never set to watch for it. Hang gasly, irrespective. God can use you in your old age. He used Moses at the age of 80.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it doesn't matter how old you are. you can still become useful in the hand of God. And then ibila also le pressure it like moba sheng, I'm still too young, I can't do this and that. Kajeko, there's a lot of young people who are achieving a lot. So don't allow the pressure to press you down or feel it like or how I do sepe. And then because Bible atlalosa gore youth is associated with strength.
Yeah.
There is a certain level of strength telling gore ha ntse o gola o a se loser. So as a young person with that energy, do the best that you can. O se wa allow pressure go go senyetsa nako when you could have done so much that ha o gola you are growing in. So yeah, cut across all ages, high 8 pound.
Yeah. Yeah, es ke bona mona gore o bua ka pressure among peers o neng o bua ka yona gona yanong, and then o bua ka pressure in academics, o bua ka pressure in finances. A re bua ka ya finances. Yes. Hey, you know taba ya madi, manyalo a fela moruti because of chelete e. You know, friendship ba fela, the siblings bayaxabana ngenxa yemali. So kuningi nje ukuthi kuletha i division kubantu ka taba ya chelete. Wadima your friend habusi madi a. You know, and then gona le batho ba okeneng le bona sekolo ba bangwa ba bona ba tswella, you know, ba etsa gantle mo bophelong, and then uma uthu ya buka wena o bona kare ga wa fitlhelela sepe in life, and then you know hore most of the time he gotla ebile le mo yona e ya peer pressure, motho tlabe a batla go bontsha gore you know na I have a car, ke bereka mmereko o mo so, and obviously ke na le tšhelete, o bona ka dilo tse ke na leng tsona. So a re bue ka e ya pressure in finances.
Yo, it's a very interesting one actually, because go bua nnete, I think you summed it up all. Pressure ya tšhelete e tla from different areas, especially among peers. So in this chapter, that's where we are fixing priorities. That's where we are fixing values. Or you cannot make money the greatest value in your value chain. Because chelete is not necessarily a master. It's supposed to be a servant. You cannot serve God and mammon. Because so if you can put priorities right, sometimes it's not money that you need. Sometimes it's the relationship that you need to build. Sometimes pelete ye tsa gore o palelwe ke go ikokobetsa, o palelwe ke go bua le batho sentle. Mare ga o sena dira tsa bona le mogang gore e ke tlhoka mamang ena ka nthusa wa itse. So sometimes it's not money that you need. It's actually those things that are intangible, such as relationships. If you build good relationships with people, they can easily help you when you need money. If you build good relationship, for instance, Kagiskika disclosure Maina, but that's one of the greatest artists in Momo country right now. Oilo Hore, Vera by the way, I also write music. So there is an artist, Oilo Hore, is one of the most famous artists in Momo country. I approached him, Kamarakare, man of God, Kevata Untuse, to release my next project. Because I know who you are and I know how you are, I'm willing to help you even if you don't pay me now. We can talk about payment late. So relationships are more valuable than money. That is why a good name is to be sought more than silver and gold. So that's why we are fixing priorities. Sometimes, of course, you need money. You need money. Bible, money answers all things. But sometimes it's not necessarily the money that you need. It's the relationships that you need to fix that will actually bring money to you. So if you can put in on top of your priority list a good name, just like that verse says, how then that name will actually open doors for you. That name will actually bring people who have money, who have influence, to come and favor you. Some few years back, I learned about him. I'm from prison. And then, how can I make money? So kana ko yo ke na ko ya ga there was a country called Zaire before in the DRC.
Yeah.
Kana ko ya ga Zaire santse na le dintwa tse dintsi. This man came up with an idea. Ar ankan ya Mohammed Ali. Are let it go and be fought in Zaire.
Hmm.
And that stabilized Zaire and also brought money to him. So you can realize for how can our privatizer challenge, you can have good ideas that can bring money even if you don't have it.
Mm.
So in this financial pressure, that's where we put priorities right. Sometimes it's not the money that you need. Don't go around chasing money. Go around chasing a good name.
Mara, I get a Boruti Bare, money makes the world go round. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the reality of the matter is that you are limited in how much money you make. Determine how you money. But But the problem with that is that any money that comes easy, you don't value it.
Mm.
It will go easy as it came.
Yeah, it's
but
true.
If you have relationships, slowly building and lebatu, it will even help you to sustain the money.
Mm-hmm.
If you invest with good friends, then you know how your money will stay even longer. It will go even to generations. So money makes the world go round, but the problem is if you don't know how to make money the right way, the money can destroy you. It can destroy your character. Money reveals the true nature of who you are. You are a humble person because how natural it is. But when you start getting money, that's when some other things about you start to surface.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why if you can prioritize things, they already work on your character, they work on your name, then when money comes, it will find you steadfast and only stable, only go to Italohanya.
Wow. Ke a rata buka e Moruti. Wetse ke a rata. And ngathanda nje ukuthi sisonke singaba nayo. Umfundisi uzoshiya ama details wakhe ukuthi uyithola kanjani lencwadi. Especially uma mhlambe uthola ukuthi kunezinto obhekana nazo ufila ipressure mhlambe of achievements u feel a pressure from social media. Le social media ke engwe ya dilo tse leng hore batho ba feel a pressure ka tsona Moruti. And I'm happy gore we kwetse buka e because batho ba tla khona go deala or to handle the pressure ka go farlogana ga tsona. So ke bone gore ke bua ka ya finances as you know re bona gore gona le dilo tse dintsi tse diragalang batho ba kena go di businesseng tsa di drugs because they want money. Gona le dilo tse dintsi fela tse leng gore di feleletsa dintsha batho mo tseleng ya Modimo. Ba bang ba iketsa baruti gore ba tlo cover up you know the businesses tsa bona tse ba dietsang. Tso tsotlhe tseo di riwa keng ke pressure in finances. Engwe hape Moruti o kwetseng ka yona pressure mo bukeng ke pressure from loss. Tell us more about pressure from loss.
So pressure from loss ke lebeletse in different angles. The first one, when you have lost a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
So you will always experience pressure when you lose someone because you'll always feel like part of you is gone with that person.
Yeah.
Even retagamo COVID mwena gore COVID agiti karne na le matimo ne tadi breadwinner. So ikelala gore mo lapeng the breadwinner is gone. Sanje ya no di simole from the beginning. Touch from edge later the scraps. So pressure, elo gore, how do you handle pressure when you lost a loved one and then lebagana yang le maemo ao? How do you kick yourself up? Who do you have around you still left? O ka bua le yena. Sometimes ke pride.
Yeah.
Ka gore re palwa ke go approach batho ba le ne ba ka re thusa. Mara ba itse gore ai wa ipona motho le nka se kgone mo thusa. So you need to come to a place where you humble yourself. It's a biblical principle. You humble yourself and ask for help when you need it. But we also look at pressure when you lost stuff. For instance, one of the people who are in the world, they were repossessed. One of the people who are in the world, they were repossessed because of COVID. But moving forward from COVID as well, even le mona kong ya gona no yana we lose stuff na kong we gona le di scammer ke tela tsa batho ba ke ra ba invite a Facebook the hey. Next thing ba 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 ri tele chelete ile you have lost all your money you know so how with treasure after you have lost everything so that's what we are dealing with gore how la tsegetse dipilo I usually make an example kere how kile wa na business person that business ya gago e kawa at least you know how to start a business you can start from the beginning how tsone le motho o fitlile mpela gratchele e be no ro ke o phela le yona ga ila tsegile tshelete o ga itse ro simolla ka go e batla ke batho ba ba tshwarang lotho ba but when you have started something in life you know how to start you have the basics of how to start then you can go back and recalculate and say okay how far have I fallen how can I pick myself up from here who do I have around me what else do I have how le gore gona le some few things tona le tsona go ntse le gore you are not using them don't you consider selling them so that you can take the money and invest in a business something that can you consider batho ba le gore ona le bone around ba ka go thusang ka a startup o simolle business it doesn't matter how small the business is as long as you've got the blessing of God the business has the potential to grow so ha re bua ka pressure of loss re lebella re how do you pick yourself up from the pieces that you have left sometimes I think it TD Jakes was ala bua manjana gore sometimes God doesn't need much out of your life he needs what is left you know what is left is what matters to God because what is left is what he's going to use to get you to your next level so go botlhoka gore o itse gore ga o latlhegetswe ke dilo you didn't lose everything as long as you've got God on your side you still have some way to start
amen amen Moruti wow e re reng ke gape break hanyane mo and then ha re bua Moruti re tla e kwala taba ya rona and then e be o re siela ge le di contacts hao gore o kreya ga yang le bo di social handles are fete ka mo.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuningizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
Ya ke Pastor Katlego Malatsi obe sichazela la kabanzi ngokuthi singahendlela kanjani ipressure uma kuza ku ipressure among peers pressure in academics pressure in finances pressure to perform pressure of achievements pressure from social media pressure from loss so ikona konke lokhu ongafunda ngakho uma uyithola lencwadi so uthi master the pressure from within and you will enjoy the riches of your potential wa riala ke re moreti
no yona mm
So in closing nako ya rona ke a ipona wetse e siyana gore so in closing o ngathini kuwo wonke umuntu lalele kwa manje
se ba se botlhokwa ke go tlhaloganya gore pressure comes to all of us at some point in your life you will experience pressure in fact let me even make it worse for every chapter of your life it has its own pressures that is why ke rata ke ra batho ke bara kere this is a book that you will need for the rest of your life when God brought this message to me it blew my mind I realized for a month I've been needing this I wish somebody gave me this book when I was younger pressure is gonna come into every stage of your life but you don't have to succumb to pressure let us Baba Modimo a re tlhaloseditseng, let us teach you how to handle pressure in your life, in every chapter of your life. It is very important.
Amen. Amen. As uchazile mfundisi uthe le ncwadi ingatholwa umuntu omusha, ingatholwa umuntu omdala, ingatholwa ugogo, ingatholwa umkhulu. Ya bakhona mina abogogo nabomkhulu engibaziyo abafundayo mfundisi. Always baphela bathwere dibuka babala. Yeah. So don't let the dynamics of life put pressure on you. Yeah. Mfundisi, thank you so much ukuthi ke usiphe isikhatsi sakho sizoxoxa nawe and then usitshele kabanzi ngale ncwadi Pressure Stay Grounded. And then uthola gala kai mhlambe kunomuntu olalele kwamanje uthi hey lina ki ukare nka ithola buka e uthola gala yang social media onale WhatsApp.
Yes, ke na le WhatsApp number ya teng ke 073-2421-109. Ke WhatsApp number ya ka. Otherwise, le ka social media o ka ikereya at Katlego Malatsi ko Facebook le ko Instagram. In fact, gona le motho o saleng a reka 70 books.
Wow. Okay.
Social media. So it does work. With an additional fee of course, yeah, 60 randa for courier. Buka ka bo yona ke 200.
O sa bua price muruti, are rekisi mo?
Oh, sorry.
Hare rekisi muruti. Baba batla go itse ka di price le tsotsotse tseo batla go leletsa mogala.
Sorry for that.
Okay, so uthola gala ko 073-242-1109. And yes. Then ko Facebook ke pasta.
Okay, Katlego Malatsi.
Oh, Katlego Malatsi. Instagram?
Instagram le yona ke Katlego Malatsi.
Okay, uko TikTok?
TikTok ga ke skin meeting.
Okay. Kana engwe king kana king e controversially
Twitter.
Twitter, yeah, uko Twitter?
Yes, Twitter le yona ke teng le yona ke Katlego Malatsi.
Okay. And then email address?
Email address ke stackformal@yahoo.com.
Okay.
The stackformal. stackformal@yahoo.com.
Moruti re leboga e ina go ke yona e en disappointing ne ke ratile gore nka bua le wena bona ya si chaze ka banzi lencwadi kodwa ke akusenani bazoyithola ngithi bese bayifundela yona kane Moruti kereke iko kai
kereke ya rona iko Katlego in the East Rand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just Katlego ga gona address or anything
kereke ya rona ke le bitse address
king le bitse la kereke ge
ke Change Bible Church.
Oh, Change Bible Church. So ungaphansi kuka mfundisi Nzo.
Yes, under the leadership of Pastor Nzo.
Oh, okay. All right. Moruti re lebogile thata. Let's hope hore o tla bua gape ka engwe buka kere.
Yes, no, kitumela thata. I would be looking forward to that.
Okay, God bless you, Moruti.
Thank you so much.
Itsike ngimphelezelelanga lomhlabelelo ka Maverick City Music ethi Wait on You. Ngizobuya ke ngale esigabeni sokugcina ngikanye nomfundisi uJabu Fakude. Sizoxoxa la ngendaba yokubuya kuka Christu. Uyabuya uChristu, the second coming of Christ. Discussion yethu ngale kuka four.
Share the love, share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.